A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Thursday of the 30th week in Ordinary Time.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35.
Some Pharisees came up to Jesus. Go away, they said, leave this place, because Herod means to kill you. He replied, You may go and give that fox this message. Learn that today and tomorrow I cast out devils, and on the third day attain my end. But for today and tomorrow and the next day, I must go on, since it would not be right for a prophet to die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you refused. So be it. Your house will be left to you. Yes, I promise you, you shall not see me till the time comes when you say, Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord.
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. Some Pharisees came up to Jesus. Go away, they said. Leave this place, because Herod means to kill you. He replied, You may go and give that fox this message. Learn that today and tomorrow I cast out devils, and on the third day attain my end. But for today and tomorrow and the next day I must go on, since it would not be right for a prophet to die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you refused. So be it. Your house will be left to you. Yes, I promise you, you shall not see me till the time comes when you say, Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. Some Pharisees came up to Jesus. "Go away," they said, "leave this place, because Herod means to kill you." He replied, "You may go and give that fox this message. Learn that today and tomorrow I cast out devils, and on the third day attain my end. But for today and tomorrow and the next day, I must go on, since it would not be right for a prophet to die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you refused. So be it. Your house will be left to you. Yes, I promise you, you shall not see me till the time comes when you say, 'Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord.'"
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.